most memorable shot?
The next one. Never worried about my shot ever. Look at my splash, look at my drip, hype in my bag, no was a shit. In the cash,
making the grip, kind of an ad, nothing get missed. Oh my goodness! He's just like, I got it like that. Get up and go, I'm on the
road, got a surprise, I'm making for love. I usually let my play do the talking.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are in the fall foliage. What is it that we do?
We get a people. What they want.
Wardell, Stephen Curry, last night dropped 50 points and brought the Warriors to the best record in the NBA. Jalen Rose, what did you think about last night's Stephen performance?
Superstar. And that's why I don't use that term very frequent in sports, because when I do, I want to make sure it's celebrated for one of the best players in the game. And that's Stephen Curry. We've seen the Golden State Warriors win multiple ways. We've seen multiple players being double figures. We've seen Jordan Poole go off. But on the nights like this, when Trae Young comes to town and people are saying, well, he resembles Steph Curry some. And he led his team to the playoffs last year. And they eliminated the New York Knicks. Steph Curry like, all right, I got something for you, young fellas. Take these 50, 10, and 7. This was all about Steph Curry's dominance.
It really was. And what's so impressive about this, it's not just the 50 points. We've seen Steph do that before. It's 10 assists and 7 rebounds in single-handedly taking this team to the win. Now, Jalen, you always say, we got you. You know what I mean? That's why we should win. And Steph Curry is one of those players that will single-handedly bring his team W's.
Absolutely. And the thing about that also, Jacoby, that gives you that anchor to build around as well. See, so many times, and I talked about this with Giannis, the media looks at a player and says, well, the Bucks aren't doing enough to build around Giannis. Well, if Giannis is an all-time great player like we believe he is in basketball, he should be able to elevate his team. That's what Steph Curry has done. That's what Giannis has done. And last night's effort was just fantastic. The oldest player to have 50 and 10 in an NBA basketball game.
And look at these numbers. Second in three-point percentage. We know they shoot a lot of threes. First in points per game. First in win-loss record. I got to look in the mirror and say I was wrong about the Warriors. I did not think that this team without Wiseman, without Klay Thompson, was going to be the best team in basketball, but right now they clearly are. And we'll see what happens when Klay gets back and what he looks like when he does. Jalen, we had an incident last evening, and there's a lot of discussion about this. I'm sure that you have seen it. Jokic and Morris. Mr. Rose, I have a lot of thoughts, but first I want to hear yours.
The Joker better not go to the Philadelphia area soon. I know that. Because he got a twin brother as well. But in all honesty, you know how much we love the Joker and the Morris twins. In all honesty, this is just a part of the game. You know, Morris was doing a little agitating. It worked. The Joker gave him a forearm shiver. And when you play against the Miami Heat, trust me, Jacoby, when you go into that game, the preparation is about you cannot be bullied. You cannot be punked. Because that's what the Miami Heat does to most of their opponents on a nightly basis. They're very physical. Bam and Jimmy and Morris, that's what they're there to do. And so for Jokic, I'm telling you, I know it was inherently in his mind that I'm not going to take any nonsense at any extracurricular activity. And so he deserved to be punished. Unfortunately, Morris got injured. Hopefully, it's not something serious.
Yes. One of the things that was so surprising was this really just demonstrated the size and the strength of the Joker. I always joke around and call him the Stretch Mark 5. But when he puts his shoulder into Morris, Morris is not a small man. You can see just how violently Morris hit the deck. And we do hope that he is okay. But after this one, Mr. Jimmy Butler, he's a fiery temper, as we know. What do you think about his histrionics in the sort of after the incident?
Hold me back. Is what I think. And rightfully so. I mean, he wanted to come to the defense of his teammate. You don't want to lose your discipline out there and it become a fight. However, at the same time, you do take it personal when one of your teammates take a forearm shiver. But I'm pretty sure cooler heads will prevail going forward.
Absolutely. Well, Jalen, we had the Steph Curry performance, which overshadowed another great performance in the Western Conference from Carmelo Anthony. This is not a fluke. Every single game, it seems like Carmelo Anthony has 25 points and 7 threes. Jalen, how is he doing this, and how was he out the league just 2 years ago?
Reinvention. And also, like I said to you before, you know, some of the most honest people are kids and the elderly, because the kids, they haven't been seasoned enough to cater to your feelings. And the elderly are like, you know what? I've been around too long. I don't care about your feelings. And that's what I see in Carmelo Anthony. I see a guy that was like, in New York, it was like, I'm Bernard King, and people appreciate how I score and how I get buckets. I'm getting featured. And then he's moved around a couple of times. He's been in and out of the league. And he's like, I like this three-point thing. I don't have to drive to the basket as much. I don't have to take a pounding. I don't have to go to the free throw line. Remember, he had one of those type of games. Now he's been able to reinvent his offensive game and become a primary catch and shoot and or three-point shooter in a lot of ways, and a knockdown one. And so that's going to elongate his career. It's also going to allow him to play alongside other great players. Kind of like what we were saying about Steph Curry. He and Carmelo Anthony would be in the same Hall of Fame, but Curry's on a whole different level of being a franchise player and the best player of a team and leading them to the next level. And so it's still all good. And for Melo, playing alongside Westbrook, who's going to be a willing passer of the basketball, it was a really good game. But how about our guy, LaMelo? He was LaMelo out there balling too, Jacoby.
Yeah, LaMelo had a great game. The Hornets started out so hot. They've cooled off a little bit since then. But, Jalen, can I do the media thing and take this way too far?
Sure.
Is Carmelo Anthony more important to the Lakers than Russell Westbrook?
Not at all. Not at all. Because Russ is an initiator of offense and a ball handler. Every other game they played, I noticed that Westbrook has been trending. But I saw a stat online that basically acknowledged for me some of the great point guards that he shoots a better field goal percentage than and a better three-point percentage than. And I believe the first one is Steph Curry in that category. And the second one, I believe Dame Lillard is in that category. So for Russ, continue to play a complete four game. It's a close win, but they got one.
Well, some of these Carmelo Anthony performances must feel like found money for the Lakers. And one thing that they allow to happen is they allow LeBron James to miss games and still get wins. LeBron James has been in and out for various reasons, and we never expected him to play 82 games, but they can still get wins when they have Carmelo playing like this and Westbrook plays like this. And, oh, by the way, Anthony Davis had 32 points, 12 rebounds, and 5 blocks in this game. Can they rely on AD to get them wins without LeBron in the lineup?
So he's been head and shoulders above everyone else in the league with 30, 10, and 5 block games. And not necessarily the blocks, but that productivity is what you're going to need from Anthony Davis on a nightly basis if the Lakers are going to win the championship this year. And a team that they're going to be opposing, Utah Jazz, Golden State Warriors. And the Warriors do it in a different way. They beat the Hawks with points in the paint. And how are they able to get so many points in the paint without a post-up game? Is because they elongate the floor with Steph Curry and they're shooting. And so it's going to be paramount for the Los Angeles Lakers to have AD be dominant in the paint against teams like that, like he was last night.
Jalen, we had a very interesting and controversial Monday Night Football game last night, and the Steelers did get the win, but they got a little help in doing so. Cassius Marsh, not a name, not a household name in the NFL, but he made a huge play. And then he celebrated. This is his signature little spin kick. And then he maybe took a couple steps towards the Steelers bench and got called for taunting, which allowed the Steelers to kick a field goal, which would end up deciding the game. What do you think about this taunting call?
I was definitely a player on every level that did a lot of trash talk, really known for it, that did a lot of taunting. But also, I knew the difference between getting a technical foul and or getting a penalty that's going to cost my team. And he did do a celebration, his 360 round kick, like his Bruce Lee type of thing. But he kept going with it, Jacoby, and that's why he got the penalty. Now, you didn't mention the official who found a way to kind of bump into him. I think that official should be punished. But in all honesty, this is a celebration right here. Now you got to get on to the next play, homie. He looking for another teammate to celebrate with and another one. I felt like I was watching Boy video and another one. And another
Hold
one.
Hold on. And so you're saying, are you saying that this is a legitimate taunting call? You're saying that this is a legitimate flag? Because I can't believe what I'm hearing from you right now.
I'm saying that he got his initial chance to celebrate when he did his roundhouse kick. and that was not a penalty. When he continued to further celebrate, that's what created the penalty. Run back to the huddle, young fella.
Jalen, not only have I watched you play basketball for about 2 decades, I've played with you. You taunt more than anyone else I've ever taken the floor with, and I can't believe you're taking the side of the referees right here. I cannot believe what I am hearing. Please, can someone replace this man doing the show with me right now with Jalen Rose? Because I think we've lost Jalen Rose.
What it is, again, I don't like the taunting rule, but it is a rule. I didn't like when players are being punished for marijuana, but it was a rule. Now that it's been lifted in the NBA, you don't see people being punished for it. It's a rule in the NFL. You make a big play, run back to the huddle. Now all of a sudden, you put your team in a position to lose the game. Fortunately for you, you're not the GOAT.
Well, Jalen, I can't believe that you agree with the taunting call, but I really want to see you try the spinning kick. Do you think you could pull off that spinning kick?
I do believe I can pull off the spinning kick, but I want to make sure I stress this, Jacoby. Like, a play like that, like, it cost this team the game potentially, but also I want to say this too. I could do a spinning kick, right, but I might pull something. That's
you
the only thing.
Pull something.
I can do a spinning kick, but I might pull something. And don't expect me to leave the ground.
We have an update on the status of Ben Simmons and the 76ers, and guess what? It's not good news for anybody involved. We'll give you that update and much more right after this. You are watching Jalen and Jacoby amongst the fall foliage. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Today, we are not coming to you from above the Heineken River Deck. We are in the D.C. area amongst the fall foliage. What are we doing out here, Mr. Rose?
I'm really fortunate that I was selected to be a United States ambassador for the World Cup game. So Jalen and Jacoby will be in Doha, Qatar this week. So we won't have shows Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, but we will be hanging with the Hall of Fame mogul, Irvin Magic Johnson, and also another Hall of Famer, Tracy McGrady as well.
Jalen, do you remember when the Bulls started hot and I pulled up their schedule and I said that they're about to hit a bunch of tough teams and this streak is not going to continue? Well, guess what? It's still going. They played the Nets last night, held them to 95 points. Of course, DeRozan has become a really, really efficient scorer this season, but it's really their defense that's impressed me. How have they been able to lock teams down like this?
So what do you now think about the Nets is what I can't wait to ask you, because the Bulls did something that I knew was genius. You already had a 25-30-point score in LaVine. You already had a 20-point score in Vucevic. And then you add a perennial 20-plus-point score in DeRozan. So you're going to be able to score the ball. Those guys are going to have 70, 75 points every single game. And then all of a sudden you hit Ball make a couple of threes or Caruso make a couple of plays. And so I like what they did, but they play with a level of speed, athleticism, and toughness. See, this is a group also that now feels confident. Like teams like this and teams like the Washington Wizards, who weren't celebrated last year for being in the playoffs, they had to go back to the drawing board to add veterans who weren't necessarily happy with their previous situation. Now you see the results playing out on the floor for the Chicago Bulls.
Absolutely. And when you think about this Bulls roster, you've got LaVine and DeRozan and Vucevic. None of those people are known for defending. I was really concerned that this team wouldn't be able to stop anybody from scoring. There would be sort of like a shootout every single night. But if you look at this game last night, they held the Nets, who have a couple big scores, to under 100 points. It's been Lonzo Ball, who plays defense, and Alex Caruso, who plays defense. How have they been able to be successful defending, not just scoring?
Well, the elephant in the room, and that's effort. And they have the ability to do a lot of switching as well. And good defense always starts with the point of the attack. And you said Lonzo Ball can play defense. You said Caruso can play defense. That's where the offense gets initiated. Did we say James Harden's name? No.
No.
Because they was playing defense on him. That's why. And again, I keep telling you, I'm happy for the way LaMarcus Aldridge has been playing early in the season. And he's had 19 points. He had 19 points yesterday. But that's all they getting up front. That's going to be an issue going forward, Jacoby. And so that's what I'm worried about for the Nets. I know they have KD. I believe he had 38. Everybody knows he's unstoppable. Mm-hmm. But how are they going to be able to stop people? The Nets keep having point totals in the 90s. I played with Steve Nash, the two-time MVP. I know he wants to walk into a locker room and put 120 up on a backboard, up on a chalkboard, and see if they could, his team could go get it. So this team scoring in the 90s is not the offense that the Nets desire.
I am very concerned about the Nets. You said you started this topic by saying you want to know my thoughts. I am very concerned about the Nets. I penciled in a Lakers-Nets finals, and I do not feel confident about the Nets coming out of the East this early in the season. I need Kyrie to come back on the floor for me to start feeling like the Nets
LaMarcus
are going to come out of the Eastern Conference.
Was out of the league last year, and now this second, I hope this second act for him is like Carmelo Anthony, where he gets back into the league and he's doing buckets. But when he's outscoring James Harden, that ain't not how this team is built. How this team is built.
No. Well, Jalen, we spoke all summer about the Ben Simmons saga, and not much has happened. Remember, he got fined a lot of money for missing preseason games and practices, and then he shows up. He says that his back hurts, and he says that he has mental health issues. However, he would not meet with the mental health professionals that the 76ers provided, so they started fining him again. Well, then he starts meeting with the mental health professionals that the Sixers have provided. And the latest is that Woj says there's no significant traction for any trade for Ben Simmons to go anywhere. What is happening, and what do you think will happen with this saga?
The market is going to continue to be suppressed. That's what I've been trying to say. And it started when he had zeros in the fourth quarter against the Hawks on a squad that had a process that we've seen go through Brett Brown, Sam Presti, Daryl Morey, add Doc Rivers, keep Ben Simmons, keep Joel Embiid, and then to get eliminated by the injured Hawks in the playoffs? We can't move you for an all-NBA player like that. And then you don't come to camp, and then you say your back is injured, and then we're not going to dismiss the mental health issues because there is a level of mental anguish being a public figure. It just comes with the territory. And so, again, I hope that he gets back into uniform. I think ultimately if they're going to get a quality deal, that's what it's going to take. Already, I'm telling you right now, the Sixers will not get an all-star for Ben Simmons that played in the game last year or this year. The deal has changed.
Wow. I mean, I always say that your actions should support
I'm
your
here
goals,
so I won't get fined.
No, that's Mr. Lynch offering Mr. Simmons some advice. I always say your actions should support your goals. And if he really wants to leave, if he no longer wants to play in Philly, these are not the actions that he should be taking. He should be on the floor proving his value as a basketball player for another team and auditioning and then upping that trade value and then so he can get put in a deal to move. Jalen, I have some good news coming out of the Northwest. Russell Wilson will be available Sunday against the Packers. Can the Seahawks, with Wilson under center, slow down this Packers team?
I believe as long as you have Russell Wilson, it gives you a chance. The problem is the last few years, they haven't protected him really well. And I remember him getting injured. You know, it was because Aaron Donald was doing pressure up the middle. He tried to throw the ball and his head hit his helmet. That was because that's why he got injured. But if you can keep him upright, I want to see Rocket Lockett going deep. I want to see Metcalf. But they're going to need Carson. He's still out. That creates a level of balance for them. And it takes a little air out of the football and takes some of the pressure off of Bobby Wagner and that D that's been struggling directly and or indirectly the last couple of years to get consistent stops.
Yeah, I think Wilson's availability will certainly change the outcome of this game. But really, the elephant in the room is Jordan Love did not look good last week with Aaron Rodgers out. Jordan Love looked like he did not have any practice. He did not belong on that football field. So we will see if Aaron Rodgers is available in this one, because that did not look good for Mr. Love last week. Jalen Rose, I don't know if you noticed, but Bing Bong is back. Bing Bong is back, and Julius Randle had 30 points and got them a big win against a depleted Sixers team. We'll break down that game and much more right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. doubleheader tomorrow night on ESPN. It is the two teams that had the number one, the number two pick in the draft at 7:30. The Pistons going to Houston to take on the Rockets. And then in the nightcap, it is the Miami Heat taking on Anthony Davis and the Lakers. That's at 10. It's all preceded by Countdown Wednesday night on ESPN. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. That man, Ja Morant, is one of your favorite players in the NBA, Jalen Rose, and he is having a breakout season.
Because he's fearless. And the thing about it is, he's improved his jumper. And so that now unlocks his ability to get to the bucket. He was always a great finisher and reckless as it relates to trying to take off on anybody. But he's also a terrific passer. But now that he has confidence in his shot, it seems like you can't stop him from getting to the bucket. He's been dynamic to watch this year. But it's also great to watch the big three of the Minnesota Timberwolves continue to come into their own as well.
Yep, this game went into overtime. It was a good one. Do you expect either of these teams to make the playoffs?
Playoffs? I picked Memphis to do it last year. So as long as they have Ja, they'll be in. I think Minnesota's a play-in scenario type team that does not make it long term.
Now, some people might point out that the Knicks beat the Sixers and the Sixers were without Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. Well, guess what? Doesn't matter. Bing bong. Big win for the Knicks. Randall had 31 and 12. Jalen, temper my expectations because I'm feeling really good about the Knicks right now.
You should feel good about the Knicks. They have a relevancy. A few years ago, you could go to a Knicks game and it'd be 6,000-7,000 people at the game, no matter who they were playing. And so Julius Randle, I'm glad to see him have a big breakout game, last year's most improved player.
Yep. Well, Jalen, you and I are going to be off the rest of the week. We're headed out to Qatar. Don't know how to say it. But we'll be back on Monday on ESPN2 at 4 o'clock.
See y'all Monday.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for the people. Jalen, you and I work Monday through Friday. No days off, no replacement hosts. However, we're not giving the people what they want Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week because we're going to Qatar. Right now, if you watch the television program today, we did the show from outdoors in the lovely DC area by the airport, some fall foliage, a little pond behind you. And I just want to tell the podcast people that the flight to Qatar is at 7 p.m., but they flew us here at like 9 in the morning. That's how much they don't trust you to be on time to the international flight.
That is a fact. But also the second thing is they wanted to make sure that we were able to get the people what they want. And in order to do that, we had to fly in a little bit earlier than T-Mac and the rest of the crew that may be coming. Magic got his own jet. I'd be surprised if he's flying from Cali to D.C. to come with us. He probably got his own Qatar jet.
Oh, yeah. Well, I may have heard from a little birdie that Magic has a staff of people whose only job it is to fly him around. And when he goes somewhere, they stay there with him. So if he's going on vacation, pilot's on vacation, you know, the server's on vacation, everybody's on vacation.
So do you think when we're off for a couple of days, does our staff get to go on vacation?
No, they're going to be preparing the 10-year anniversary show. 10-year anniversary show is going to be on November 23rd. We've got some special things planned. I'll be calling Demetrius later to talk about the creative vision for that. But also, these aren't days off, Jay. We'll be shooting stuff in Qatar show.
So we'll be
out there getting content for the show, social content. So make sure you follow Jalen and Jacoby's page. Make sure you follow Jacoby Juice on Instagram. Make sure you follow Jalen First Everybody on Instagram because we'll be giving you updates from the road in Qatar. How do you say? Is it Qatar or Qatar?
Qatar. Here's what I know, Jacoby. I'm glad that we're doing the show today. And I did an exercise. And I want all people out there to listen to this. This is so you'll stay encouraged. I always try to do things because they're the right thing to do, not necessarily because people appreciate them or even say please and thank you. And that's tough. That sounds easy, but that's tough to do things for people that you know that don't appreciate it or to do things for people that you know still gonna talk crazy behind your back. I noticed something. I did an exercise. for the first time since 2007, I'm taking days off at ESPN. I didn't even know how to do it. Michelle and I reached out to Andrea, like, what can we do? How should we do it? Should we email somebody? Do we got to email the countdown people for Wednesday, Friday? Do we have to hit the J&J people? Like, what should we do? I didn't even know I had floating days. And here's what here's the point I want all of you guys to take away from me. I told like five different people that this was the first time I ever took a day off. None of them said nothing like, that's awesome.
No.
That was never once said. And by the way, I'm fine with that, by the way. And again, I know that's unique because in being here 15 years, I see everybody else regularly take their days off as we should. I almost feel foolish that I haven't taken days off. But when you're trying to come up in the game in particular, that's the mentality and the attitude you have to have. I remember playing in the league, and before I broke my hand, it was like five or six straight years where I didn't miss a game. I had the longest consecutive games play streak in the league for a while before I broke my hand. So that's always been important to me. Do things because it's the right thing to do, not because you expect your family, friends, or even your profession to appreciate it.
Yeah, I've never like signed in and taken days off. You know what I mean? Like I've never like logged into the system and appropriately taken days off. But I don't think they're like rollover minutes. I don't think I can just take a year off because I haven't done that in 20 years. But Mr. Rose, I'm very excited about this trip. You know, I have no idea what awaits me. I'm not that good at geography. Like if you put a globe in front of me right now and said, point to where you're flying later today, I'd be like, I don't know. It's like, northeast of Africa, I think. Do you know where we're going?
I'm not the best at geography. So like you, I don't know which direction we're flying in, but here's what I do know. That when we're on the plane, that my seat is facing the opposite direction, almost like I will be flying backwards. And that's awesome.
Huh? Your seat's gonna be flying backwards?
Correct. Part of the seats are facing in the opposite direction. So it's the equivalent of certain people are gonna be looking forward and certain people are gonna be looking backwards.
Well, I'm not gonna be looking at nothing. I'm gonna be sleeping. I'm gonna be looking at my book and looking at the back of my eyelids. But
I'm gonna be binge watching some information.
You have a lot more information about this trip than I do. I'm just along for the ride. I'm a Jalen Rose plus one on this one, and I'm very happy to be so. Thank you so much for inviting me on this trip. I'm excited because we're gonna be getting some content for the people too. These aren't days off. We'll be shooting every single day, and we're gonna put together a little package for the show next week. We'll put it out on social as well. I'm excited about that. Mr. Rose, there's a couple things that we need to discuss, okay? Number one, I'm working out every day of this trip, okay?
Me too.
Will you be with me? Will you be with me?
Yes. Can
we start tomorrow? I don't want to do it today. When I say every day of this trip, this ain't the trip yet.
Well, it depends on like when they have me coming and going. As you know, that I have a strict itinerary versus yours. You can kind of pick and choose what you want to do. So if it doesn't interfere with the itinerary, then yes.
Copy that. Well, I'm excited for all the content that we're going to get for Jalen and Jacoby. I'm excited for the recap podcast we're going to do next week. We will be back on Monday with Tales from the Road. You know, Tales from the Road. And right now, we're about to head over to the airport. I got my passport just in the nick of time. Got my passport, got my PCR test. The PCR test, so you had to get a PCR test within 3 days in order to get on the plane. But every place I went to get a PCR test, they told me it took 3 days to get the results. So I was like, I thought maybe I wasn't going to be make the trip. But I got it done, Jay Rose. Got it done.
Absolutely. I'm glad you got it done, my brother. It's going to be a great trip. Again, shout to Blink. Shout to One Team. Shout to Lisa for help making it happen. But I want to make sure I stress this, Jacoby. Like, this trip as we're gone Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, for everybody that's been supporting this show for 10 years, and we're excited about having our 10th anniversary show on November 23rd, there are a lot of great shows out there. There are a lot of great podcasts. There are a lot of great television shows. There are a lot of great dynamic duels. I just want you to always remember the thing that separates us is you'll see us together at the Versus Battle. We'll share a room to go watch the Buffalo Bills play and hang out with Griselda. We will be in Doha, Qatar together. And the reason why I point that out is that's unique, original friendship, love, and content. That ain't forced. Right. We appreciate the love since day one.
I always appreciate being your plus one. You know, we went up to Buffalo. We had to share a hotel room. And so I'm lying down, getting ready for the show, doing my little pre-prep research. And the phone rings, like the actual hotel phone, not my cell phone. And it's the front desk. And they're like, we have Mr. Rose in the lobby. We're going to send him up to your room. And I was like, no, you're not. That man has his own room.
She didn't even want to say that. She didn't even want to say. She got off the phone with you. She was like, he said no.
I was like, this man has his own room. This ain't Buffalo. I know he's got his own room. I spoke to the people. Don't give him a key card. Don't tell him my room number.
She said initially she didn't have my name down there. I was like, so what about David Jacoby? She's like, yeah, we got his name.
Yeah, he's here. Well, as always, I really appreciate you giving me these life experiences. And we'll be back on Monday with news from the road. I can't wait for Monday's podcast. We're going to have all the stories from the road in Qatar, whatever you want to call it. We'll be back on Monday. Why is that?
We're going to just put a couple of more tattoos in our passports to see y'all on Monday. And by the way, it won't be any shows. You know why? Because we don't have a backup crew. We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.